This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name's Jennifer and I am from New South Wales in Australia. I've been a listener of the show for quite some time. I had a period where I was not listening to the podcasts because I wasn't travelling as far for work, but I've got back on it and I've been listening to all the older episodes. I wanted to share one of my stories from when I was a child. Just a bit of background. My mother and my grandmother both have always had paranormal experiences and quite a sensitive nature to paranormal activity. And my brother and I, inherited that. One ghost story that sticks with me particularly was when I was around about 10 years old. And one night, just to give you a bit of an idea, my bedroom door faced my parents' bedroom door. And my bedroom was also next to the kitchen. And then our lounge room was through the kitchen past that. So one night my parents had a little bit of an argument and my dad had been drinking a bit too much. And when they went to bed, my mum asked him to sleep on the lounge in the kitchen, which is next to, on the lounge in the lounge room next to the kitchen. So this was around about 11 o'clock at night. Everyone's gone to sleep and the house is all quiet. Around about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, I got up to get a drink of water. So I walked out of my bedroom, I turned right, and then I turned right down the hallway into the kitchen. Now, our kitchen was pretty big and it had a massive skylight. So the light from the moon was actually lighting the kitchen. So I didn't really have to turn any lights on. I opened the fridge, grabbed a bottle of water, had a bit of a drink, and I could hear some noise behind me. And I turned around and the light of the fridge and the light from the moonlight kind of lit up my dad. And my dad was in the lounge room and he was leaning over the bar looking for something. Well, what I thought was my dad anyway. I called out to my dad. I said, "Dad, you know, what are you looking for?" And he just kept rummaging and he was kind of standing on his tippy toes and he kept rummaging through what he was looking for. And he it's like he didn't hear me. And I was like, "Dad, like, what are you looking for?" And I thought, oh, he might still be a little bit drunk, so I'll just leave him. So then I put the bottle of water back into the fridge, closed the fridge door, and I walked back to my bedroom. As I went to open my bedroom door, I could hear snoring in the room across from mine, which was my parents' room. And I thought, that's really strange. The only person who snores is my dad, and he's in the lounge room because I saw him a second ago. And there's no way my dad could have got past me. You know, like, there was only one hall back to our bedrooms. So then I just quietly opened my parents' bedroom door and my dad was asleep in bed with my mum. I instantly got goosebumps and I threw my back to the wall and kind of slid my way back into my room. It took me a long time to get back to sleep, but the next morning when I woke up, I told my mum about it and she thought it was really funny and said, "It's probably your Papa Martin." Now, I never met my Papa Martin. That's my dad's father. He died when my dad was about 16 years old from a heart attack, and my dad actually didn't see him the morning he passed away because he was staying with his grandmother at the time because he was working in the city. And where we live is near the Blue Mountains, so we're very far from the city, and where my dad grew up was pretty far from the city as well. So I like to believe that that's my grandfather, even though I never met him, but the way that I explained his silhouette and also his height, my dad's not a very tall man, but the man leaning over the bar was quite tall. But I like to think that was my grandfather, and from confirmation from my mother, it probably was. She never met him either, but from photos that she showed me, it looked pretty similar. I also told my dad the story, and my dad is extremely skeptic. He doesn't believe in anything paranormal, no psychics, no Loch Ness monster, no nothing. Unless he sees it, he believes it. But when I told him that story, he was pretty speechless. He didn't really know how to deny it, and he just nodded and sounds like dad was trying to get a beer or something like that. So that's my story. Thanks for having this forum for us. You know, not a lot of people are very accepting of the paranormal world, but it's good to know that we have people like that. Thanks, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.